Sounds like a fun-filled weekend as well. Very good. Yeah, I heard you and the other guy in there talking about the diesel stuff, and I think the 6.4, the one in between there was just as bad, if not worse, when it comes to sensors and all the other stuff. 6.0 has definitely had the head gasket EGR issues, but 6.4 has had all kind of other issues. I'm running the 6.7 right now. So far, knock on wood, other than general maintenance, it's been pretty solid. I've got 160 plus on the odometer, so she's holding her own.
Yeah, I like my 6.7. I heard the 6.4 had a lot of lifter issues, and like I told the other guy, my 6.0, and if it could go wrong, if it was on the list of things that could go wrong with the 6.0, we had it. We were in New York and had the head gaskets blow and wound up having my son-in-law and daughter have to come and rescue my truck.
Penetrating Genesis.
QSL, those bolts did not do it justice, that's for sure. But like I said, you bulletproof that motor, it's a pretty decent setup after it's bulletproof. But like you said, it's, you know, $5,000-$6,000 bulletproof. The factory would have spent half of that and made it that way from the factory, they'd still probably be running a 6-liter.
Well, I took and had all the work done, had the new oil cooler and all that, and the heads and all done, and then I put a tuner in it. That truck ran great. I was getting phenomenal fuel mileage and performance, and I still see the guy even today drive back and forth literally in front of my house with my old truck. And it's hard to feel like I'm letting